We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a Learfield presentation of MSN.
It is a great day to be a Mountaineer wherever you may be.
The Mountaineer Sports Network. All across the Mountain State, this is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Welcome to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Today's show is brought to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia University Mountaineers. Farmer Klein and Campbell, West Virginia's injury lawyers. CEC, civil and environmental consultants, hiring West Virginia Virginians to do West Virginia's work. CECINC.com. That's CECINC.com. In addition to Coach Brown's weekly comments, we'll hear from West Virginia assistant coaches and key Mountaineer players. Now let's talk Mountaineer football and head live to the Pushcar Center in Morgantown. Alongside the Wolfman, Dale Wolfley, here's your host, Dan Zangrilli.
And hi again, Mountaineer Nation. We welcome you inside the Pushcar Center for another game week as West Virginia has the Texas Tech Red Raiders coming to the University City for that 3:30 kick on Stripe the Stadium Day. Dan and Wolf, glad to have you along. Neil Brown to the podium here in the next few moments. He's going to recap, obviously, a tough one in Norman over the weekend, Wolf, and highlight the good, the bad in that one, and take a look at the Red Raiders, who, by the way, are at 3-1 on the year as they started 3-0, but boy, their defense had a rough afternoon down at DKR Memorial Stadium in Austin. The Texas Longhorns hanging 70 points on the Red Raiders. West Virginia is 2-2, 16-13. We need not necessarily dissect it as we had to on Saturday evening, because that was that was a tough one, Wolf, but you've had an opportunity to go back, look at the film, and draw so much from that game. What we thought immediately after the game, while extremely difficult, you like the band of brothers that are put together out there on the field for WVU, don't you?
Yeah, I really do, Danny, and for good reason. Watching that film, watching the tremendous effort that they did. They didn't execute tremendous all the time, but they gave tremendous effort. And when you have that and you have guys that are buying into the program like these players are, they are 2-2 right now. Not great. You're right here, right now. Where are you going to be this week? Where are you going to be next week? And so on and so on. Have some guts. Stand up. Brush yourself off and say, it is what it is. What are we? We got some stuff we can build on. And I think, and I know, I don't think, I know these guys will do so. And you will see them continually get better and better.
All right, stay with us. Coming up next, Neil Brown from the podium. He'll address reporters as we turn the page to the Red Raiders here coming up this weekend at Mountaineer Field. With Dale Wolfley, Dan Zangrilli, the Neil Brown Press Conference Show continues after this from Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Injured in a car wreck? The last thing you should worry about is how much it's going to cost you to fight the insurance company. Call 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. It costs you nothing out of pocket, and we don't get paid unless you do. We know about the money the insurance companies won't tell you about. We could get you more. Injured in a car wreck? It costs you nothing out of pocket. Nothing. Call attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. 800-687-5990. Around here, you matter.
You're listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia University Mountaineers. Now it's time to hear from head coach Neil Brown.
Welcome back here to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show. We are getting you ready for Texas Tech. Thanks for being with us here on the Mountaineer Sports Network, Wolf. Taking a look at the Red Raiders in the early going. Mixed bag here. Wins over Houston, Stephen F. Austin, FIU. But then what they put on film against Texas. So who are the Red Raiders? Do we have a pretty good indication coming in?
They are who they are. And, Texas took it to them. Sometimes it happens in a game. Your game gets out of control. You just don't do your fundamentals. For whatever reason, they didn't come out to play on Saturday against the Longhorns. I do believe that they're going to be starting Columbia, who played quarterback last year against us and defeated the Mountaineers last year. So they'll be bringing him back. I'm sure they have a bit of hope for that because, obviously, remember, in that game, he used his legs a lot to keep those chains moving, keep the Mountaineers' offense off the field.
Defensively, West Virginia, about as good as I think we could have imagined, as good as you need to be, right, to win football games. When you take a look at what this defense has been able to do and put on film, you pitch the shutout against LIU, you do what you do against Virginia Tech, and you hold Oklahoma to 16 points. There is so much to take away about what West Virginia has going defensively. What is that in totality? How would you give somebody an elevator speech there on West Virginia's defense this year?
Well, just all you got to do is watch them. Watch their effort, man. They're flying around there. Again, they're not executing at 100%. They did have 11 missed tackles against it, so they could get better in that open field tackling, so they could do better there. But again, 16 points. Palace on the Prairie, that's a one heck of a job in defense.
All right, Neil Brown about to step to the podium here, and we will join it live in progress as West Virginia and Texas Tech coming up 3:30 from Mountaineer Field. Stripe the stadium afternoon, so here's the head coach.
All right, we ready? All right, good deal. Thanks for being here. Good afternoon. I want to say this. I probably didn't say this on Saturday night, but everybody that went to Norman, appreciate you all going. Appreciate your bosses letting you go on the trip to cover us. Great college football game on Saturday night. Really proud of how our team competed. Thought we played tough and physical. Just made too many mistakes at critical times to win the game. Quick recap of it. Special teams, really not a lot of work. I thought that their specialists are really good. I think that showed in the game. Their punter and their kicker are really, really talented. The penalty on our first kickoff was detrimental. Give them a really short field on their first touchdown drive when we had the momentum there. I thought our field goal protection was really good, and I thought Sumter punted the ball. That's the best he's punted maybe in an entire game since he's been here over the course of 2 years. Offensively, I thought we controlled the game for really 2.5 quarters as far as having the ball. Had a good plan. I thought we battled up front, really. I mean, their D-line is really, really talented. And I thought our guys battled up front. Both the quarterbacks did some good things. We won versus man coverage. I've got to do a better job of getting us in some successful shot plays. We called them. We didn't have them open. And that's on me at the end of the day. We had 3 possessions in the second half. And if you go back and really look at it, I mean, that's all we had. Had 3 possessions. The first one, we drive down, get a procedure penalty on the 1, 2nd and 1. Felt like, I think that was – we had a chance to really make a statement there. We didn't get it in. Had some good plays. We didn't get it in there. The second one is when we got the 4th down stop, and we missed a throw on 3rd down. And then the 3rd one, we're in really good position, the 3rd possession, and – we drive down. I think it's on the 27-yard line there with 5:50 to go. And so, but we did some good things. We were outmanned at some spots, but I thought we competed. But we got to figure out ways to get more explosive plays. We were able to hold on to the ball quite a bit, but we got to be able to score touchdowns to win those games. When you want to minimize possessions. If you look at Oklahoma, they haven't lost very many shootouts. The only shootouts they've lost is when they turn the ball over a bunch, and they weren't turning the ball over, and that's credit to Lincoln and how he was calling the game. So you want to minimize possessions, but when you do that, and you're not going to get very many shots, when you get in the red zone, you got to score touchdowns, and then you can't make mistakes that hurt you. And at the end of the day, that's what we did. And then schematically, I've got to do a better job of getting us in some shot plays that can create some explosive. Defensively, we played very, very well for 3 quarters. Thought we ran the ball. We tackled well. We were physical. We were great on first down. I think that's a stat that's probably gotten lost. We were really, really good on first down. We prevented all but 1 deep ball. Thought we got tired late. Their last 2 drives went 16 plays and 14 plays. And I thought we wore down a little bit there at the end. We need some from a coaching perspective, we got to rotate our D-line maybe a little bit more, and then we've got to continue to recruit and build the depth. We got tired at linebacker and at on the D-line there late in the 4th. But we're an improving football team. We got to take the next step and win those games. That's Oklahoma's a good football team. They're talented. But we were good enough on that night to win, and we got to be able to get over the hump and do that. Moving on to Texas Tech, they've had our numbers the last 2 years. You'll know that. Everybody's been covering us for a while. It's in here. We haven't played very well. They beat us, but we have not played very well. When you look at it, special teams-wise, they got a great punter. He was a huge factor in the game last year. McNamara is his name. They got one of the best special teams coaches, very well respected throughout college football, and Tom Erdahl. They're always really good wherever he's been, special teams-wise. Offensively, different coordinator, but very similar to the style they've been using. They'll go tempo. The quarterback that started against us and really hurt us last year extending plays, he'll start again this week. And the running backs have done a nice job. The Thompson kid, I think he's really good. He's been banged up a little bit, but I think he's really good. He's hurt us 2 years in a row. They're all offensive linemen. Their offensive line, I think, is underrated. They were underrated last year. If you go back and look at those statistics that they've had, they've done a good job. And then the number 13, the receiver, is a big-time player. He's a great player. I'd put him up there with those guys at Maryland, maybe better. I don't know. But he's really good. And they do a good job getting him the ball. They target him a bunch. Defensively, they played well through 3 games. When you look at Texas, the game, obviously the number's high. I think it's a little bit of an anomaly, in my opinion. Bijan Robinson was special in that game. If you go back and watch it, I mean, he was special. They're really strong up front. They drop 8 a bunch. They're 3-man front. Play 3 safeties a lot. They got eyes on the quarterback and eyes in the backfield almost on every snap. Get the man on 3rd down. But really, they play well through 3 weeks, and then last week just didn't play as well. finishing up here. We're glad to be home, you know, striping the stadium. You know, I think it's important to note that Daryl Talley's getting his number retired. Enjoyed getting to know him over the last 2 years. As good a defensive player that's ever played here. And special, you know, I think it's fitting, too, a guy that's playing at an extremely high level be the last one to wear 90 here, too, in Akeem Messidor. You know, Daryl Talley, we're number 90. We're going to retire that number. Akeem's wearing it now. He'll continue to wear it as he finishes up his career. But I think Daryl will be pretty proud of how Akeem's played in that number so far this year. So with that, I'll take questions.
You know, you talked Saturday night about critical mistakes. You just talked about it again here. So you were going to go back and look at if Oklahoma had any cause in that, and then on top of it, how do you correct what you're doing wrong?
Yeah, you know, it's here's what it comes down to, Greg, is this, is we got the ball, and it's on 27-yard line, and we get a false start. It's second and 6 or 7, and then we have a bad snap. And here's the thing. Like, Zach Frazier played his ass off. I don't know. Maybe I might be able to say that on live radio, but I mean, he did. He played well. And what I here's what I tell our guys is Zach Frazier is, if not our hardest worker, he probably is, but he's in the conversation, not hurting anybody else's feelings, all right? He's the most prepared. He's one of our best practice players. He does everything that gives you an opportunity to perform well on Saturday night. And if you look at it, I think we had 63 countable snaps. Probably 59 of those were pretty good. And he's playing against two guys, you know, number 8, who'll be a high draft pick, and he's playing against some really, really good players in there. And I thought he did a great job. And he's had two bad plays, you know what I mean? And there's not a whole lot of correcting to it. You know, it's just, hey, it was a bad play. He only had one other bad snap the whole game. He thought the quarterback asked for the ball, and he didn't. And that's kind of what it is. But I'll say this is Zach Frazier, over the course of the next 3.5 years, I'll take him every single time in that situation, in that kind of moment, and he'll learn from it and move on.
Bill, I think really Gannon said that you were curious about their timing on the ball, onside, offside. Do you see anything there? Were they doing anything
and here's the deal is, in my opinion, they were offsides. In Greg Burke's opinion, they weren't. And so I don't feel like paying a fine, so I'll just go with that. But got some video evidence.
Advantage with Colomby having played you guys last year, or advantage for you guys since you saw him in their previous starter you hadn't seen? What were the pluses and minuses?
Well, I mean, I think it helps that we played him last year. I don't know if it'll help us when he starts scrambling around. That's where we needed help last year. He's done a good job. You know, I think that they obviously feel really comfortable with him. He threw, I want to say, 3 go balls there in the second half against Texas, and they were right on the money, and he hit 3 explosive plays, and he's athletic. He can extend plays. That's what really hurt us last year, you know, especially they converted two third downs late in that game to hold on to the ball, where he was really effective, kind of stretching it out on us. The first one, I don't know if, I think he was falling backwards or whatever. The second one, that was when Garrett was in. Second one was with Daigie. And like I said, he thought he heard a snap. You know, did Oklahoma say something? I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's hard to say.
Last two games, turnovers, the Texas Tech games, turnovers were a big part of it. Is it because they caused them, or was it just –
Nah, you know, we weren't very good in 2019, John. I mean, both years really moved the ball well. We only had one turnover last year, but it was critical because it got boomerang for a touchdown. You know, I think if you're looking at two key points of why they've won and why we have not won, I think there's 3 of them. The 2 of them that stick out are rushing yardage and turnovers, and the third one would be in the red zone. Just looking over a two-year window.
Where's your defense in comparison to last year? I mean, obviously statistically great last year, but probably playing a lot better offenses this year. I don't know if that's fair.
Yeah, I think that's fair. You know, I do think that's fair. Maryland, last year, and we played well on defense, but we got some fortunate breaks too, you know, as far as when we caught some people with backup quarterbacks and things like that. This year, I mean, we've played Maryland, who I think's we've talked about it. They've proven, I think they're still undefeated, but the quarterback's playing well. They got two quality receivers. Running back really hurt us. I think he's had a good year. And then Virginia Tech's a challenge because of the quarterback being able to run. And then Oklahoma's Oklahoma. You know, I mean, they're talented. You know, they did a nice job. You know, I thought they did a good job of seeing what kind of game it was and kind of, you know, going back and just being patient there in the second half. But we have we're different. We're different on defense than we were a year ago. I think that as a group, we have a chance to be as good or better. I think that the schedule is more challenging for us, just as who we've got to play. But you know, I think I like how our guys are playing. I didn't like how they played week one. I didn't like how they played at the points during week two, but week three and four, man, we played at a really high level, you know, and a really high level. And so we've got to continue to maintain that. And then, you know, I thought we had some opportunities to make some plays on some balls that we didn't. And if we can do that, then we got a chance to be special.
After the game, you mentioned that the defense has been very good since the Tech game in 2019.
Yeah, I think if you go back, Mike, and look at, like, statistically, now there's a couple games where we didn't play as well. You know, I think the Tech game a year ago, and then the Maryland game, and then the Iowa State game. Obviously, that's the one we really, really played poorly. But the other two, we didn't play as good. But I think we've established a standard here of how we play defense. You know, and I think it came right after this. We went on the road in 19 here. We laid a big egg, you know, and played poorly and didn't represent ourselves in the right way. And then came back, and really from that point forward, going to Kansas State, then Oklahoma State here at home, and then going on the road and beating TCU, and then all of last year minus the ones we just talked about. And up to this point, I think we've established a standard of how we want to play. And I think that's important. And I told our team this the other day, and I think it holds true, and I don't mind sharing it publicly, is, you know, I think there's a formula for us to be able to win big here, you know, and I think that's built around playing great defense, you know, and I think that fits us. You know, we've got to get more explosive on offense. We've got to continue to make strides on defense, and we got to get deeper on defense, okay? But I think we're developing a standard that we're going to play defense at a high level. I didn't mean to cut you off. Did you have a question? I'm sorry.
It was kind of similar to that. I was wondering, is that just a starting line for that stretch of good play, or was there something out of that performance that you all sat down and maybe plotted that philosophy you're talking about right there? Was there anything about that game or just going to this yeah.
The philosophy was really, I mean, that's kind of, we've kind of formed that during the first spring we were here, just kind of looking historically at our league, you know, where we're going to recruit, what type of kids we can get. And then how do you build? How do you build? Knowing it was going to be a little bit of a longer term deal, like how do you build where we can be competitive? You know, because there have been people that tried to outscore everybody. You know, I mean, not here. I'm just talking about in our league in general. And I think that's a tough formula when you're playing Oklahoma's of the world. You know, and so we felt like if we can establish great defense and play great special teams and be really efficient on offense. And then we got to recruit some difference makers, which I think we do. We have a couple. We just got to continue to grow them and mature them and get them in situations where they can really be explosive. Then that's the formula. And I think just after that performance is, hey, like, not acceptable. And then schematically, we got a really good feel for who we are. And like I said, from that was kind of the. That was kind of the point where we've played pretty good defense since.
These guys lead the country in explosive plays. I think at 950 or more yards or more. Texas Tech does. Is it scheme what you're seeing on tape, or is it just good players?
Well, the receiver's special. Yeah, the receiver's special. 13 is a big time player. I think the running back's one of the better running backs in our league. You know, the Thompson kid, they've extended some plays, especially against Houston there. Show, I think it's how you say it, He got out of the pocket and extended some plays. And then Columbia threw a couple of, they hit 350 more go balls against Texas there in the second half. Caught Texas in man, you know. So they're making plays. I think anytime you hit a play like that, you know, you're making some plays.
You know, along that line on defensive discussion, it seems like in college football right now, the guys who came into the season favored for the Heisman Trophy and that are not taking a hold of it. Is it possible for a defensive guy to maybe sneak in there somehow?
I don't know.
That's hard. They never do. But
yeah, no, I just think it's hard. I mean, for the defensive – and it's unfortunate, really, to be honest with you, because it's really become the running back, quarterback, best player award. That's really what it's become. You know, your occasional receiver, like last year with Devontae Smith, you know. But it's really become an offensive skill award, you know, which is not fair. But that is what it has become.
For immediate purposes, have you made a decision on him and Russell, and how else do you need to generate depth this year?
Yeah, we've got a couple games where we can make a decision on Hammond. He's one that's in the discussion. You know, we need to push Jalen Thornton into the mix. Sean Martin's came along, giving us positive snaps. Taj Austin played his best game. Akeem and Dante both played. Dante played his best game. He did. He played his best game within the scheme that he's played maybe since we've been here. I was really impressed with how he played. Akeem Messidor's playing at a really, really high level. And then if you look at it, Middleton played a few snaps the other night. He's got to play lower. But between Middleton, Jalen Thornton, those are the guys that are going to have to, you know, Hammond, Russell. Jordan Jefferson did a nice job, played about 20 snaps. But between Hammond, Russell, Jalen Thornton, Daryl Middleton, we're gonna have to get some more snaps out of those guys.
Yeah, this is kind of a two-parter. Touchdowns, first drive every game, second quarter scoring splits, pretty impressive. That's kind of continuous too. Mm-hmm. Wow. Second half has been different. How do those two things exist? Because it seems like it's so sharp early, and then the other 30 minutes.
Well, if you look at it, so we've had really good drives the first drive of the second half every time. We just had to kick field goals. So if you take, I think it's fair Maryland and it's fair Virginia Tech wise. You know, Virginia Tech game, we kind of took the air out of it. And it's fair, you can argue that, hey, maybe did it too early, but we kind of, you know, it was 27-7. We thought we were one score from making that a, you know, where we could put it away, so we took the air out of it. But Maryland and Virginia Tech's fair. Last week, not as much, just because there's only three possessions. You know, that's where it's kind of gotten lost on last week. They had four possessions in the second half, and we had three, and two of those drives were really productive. You know, we should have scored a touchdown. We had to settle for a field goal, and then we were in a position where we could have scored either a field goal or a touchdown and probably ran the clock under 2.5 minutes. There, even with if Lincoln uses timeouts. So, but I think it's fair, the Maryland game and Virginia Tech, probably not as much last week.
But not to be negative, but the positive start, you script things well in the second quarter so they can get into a groove. What works there?
Well, you start at the start of the game. You know, it's repetitions. You know, repetitions. We script the second half too, and that's why we've had productive drives in the second half starting too. But we've come – it's really been in the – it's been early in the fourth quarters where we've kind of dried up in late in the third, early in the fourth. And I think it's a combination. You always look for, okay, from a play caller, offense scheme-wise, I think you got to do a couple things. You got to save some things, right? I think you got to do that. Maybe carry a little bit more into a game and save some for the second half. I think that's a piece of it. You know, I think that you can – there's some other things you can do as far as adjusting on some plays. We tried that against Oklahoma to some success. You know, we ran a lot of the same plays because they were giving us the same plays, but we adjusted and gave them different looks on it. So I think that's something we can continue to do. But we have to get better. I mean, that's the truth of it. I mean, we got to score more in the second half.
On the search for explosive plays, do you feel like you're close, and is it an adjustment in schematics that you mentioned a little bit earlier about doing a better job of getting in – maybe a different look or something? Mm-hmm. Or, you know,
well,
is
I think,
that a small?
Yeah, you know, going into the – you know, it's such a week-to-week deal, Kevin, because, like, going into the game, I think we were first or second in the league in explosive plays. You know, going into the Oklahoma contest, and explosive plays, they're tough because you got time and place is really important, all right, especially when you're playing against a group that you can't play from behind the chains. And so I think we were 3 of 8 on 10-plus down the field throws, all right, and you're a little bit limited because you're not going to – You got to be careful protection wise in some one on ones versus that group that Oklahoma has. So we're 3-8 with a drop, 50%. That's not bad, but we've got to get the ball in the air 20 plus yards on those explosive plays, and that's where schematically we got to do a little better job. You know, against that type of people, we've done a good job against everybody else, but against that type of pass rush, we've got to do some different things protection wise, giving us a chance to take hold on the ball a little bit longer so we can get the ball down the field.
Four games, are you happy with the total touches that Lenny Brown is averaging per game, or are you wanting to maybe beef that up a little bit?
Well, we got to get a number two guy at that position. You know, I think that he's getting enough touches, but I think he's having to play too many snaps, so I don't think he's as fresh late as he needs to be. I think in the first half we've done a pretty good job of keeping free hitters off of him, and he's done a good job of really not necessarily making people miss, but getting positive yards after contact, which he's really good at. I think we've got to do a better job of getting the ball in the pass game. You know, we're having to use him in protection more, which he's done a great job of. Credit to him. He's done a great job, but we've had to use him in protection. You know, whether it's chipping defensive ends or helping in a slide protection, you know, we've had to use him more, so we hadn't been able to get him free released as much as we'd like to. But the touches is fine. We've got to get him more, and it's on us as much him. We've got to be more productive in the second half with him.
So now that you've watched the film on it, how do you feel you use both your quarterbacks in the rhythm tonight? You feel like you're getting close to where you want?
Yeah, you know, I think it's going to be a game to game deal where you're going to feel it out. I thought that both of them did some really good things. You know, I think if you go back and really look at it, everybody wants to pay uber attention to the quarterback position. That's, and I do understand it. But I thought Jared did some good things. You know, he missed a third down throw on the second possession, the second half, that he'd like to have back. He'd probably like to have the touchdown. The ball wasn't bad, but he'd like to have it probably down a little bit. There's a fine line there because you don't want to throw it low where the linebackers can get a touch on it either. And I thought Garrett did some good things. He had some good energy, missed a couple reads, but what we asked him to do, I thought he executed. Thought he made some good decisions on when to run it, when to pull it, when to give it, when to throw the ball, when not to throw it. And he just got to learn, man. He's got to get down some. He took some shots. I'm sure he was sore on Sunday morning.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
All right, thank y'all. Have a good week.
All right, so there is Neil Brown at the podium speaking with reporters. A lot of good stuff. Big time candor, especially as it pertains to the philosophy defensively and how we are going to build our program around it. Very, very interesting and forthright stuff from the head coach as West Virginia now prepares for Texas Tech. Dan and Wolf here inside the Pushcar Center. Coming up next, big day for West Virginia's receivers. Some interesting numbers there that Neil was able to share there as well with the throws of 10-plus yards, yep. 3 of 8 on those, Wolf. And we want to get that 20-plus throw, 20 yards or more. We want to get more of those. And schematically, what West Virginia needs to do, I think that's really interesting, something that we can kick around with Coach Parker on the heels of what I thought was a pretty productive Saturday for West Virginia's wide receiver room, in particular Bryce Ford Wheaton.
BFW, I think that light bulb is really starting to turn on there, Danny. So we'll see what Jared Parker has to say about that.
Yeah, I like that BFW thing.
Yeah,
right?
I do too.
All right, stay with us. Coach Parker is coming up next. Plus, a little bit later on, Alonzo Adai. We're with you until 1 o'clock here on your lunch hour on the Neil Brown Press Conference Show. It's all presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
I feel like my concerns about the project budget are being overlooked by my consultant.
I feel like my accomplishments at work are being overlooked by my supervisor.
I feel like my community's requests for support are being overlooked by these large corporations.
At Civil and Environmental Consultants, people come first, always, whether that's our clients, our employees, or our friends in the community. It's why we listen intently and work harder to learn our clients' business and make their goals our goals. It's why we prioritize the career development of every individual on our team. And it's why we're invested in the sustainable growth and success of the communities across our great state. People are why we do what we love and love what we do. CEC is an employee-owned engineering and environmental consulting firm that plays a vital role in creating jobs and opportunities for West Virginians. We are all committed to building lasting relationships with the people around us every day. We'd like you to be one of those people. Visit CECinc.com for more. That's CECinc.com.
The Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, continues after this local timeout. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. You've heard from the head coach. Now, let's hear from a West Virginia assistant coach. Let's go back to the Push Car Center in Morgantown with your host, Dan Zangrilli.
Along with Wolfman and Coach Parker, we welcome you back to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show. This segment is brought to you by Farmer, Klein, and Campbell, West Virginia's injury lawyers. Well, Coach, we have a lot to get to here, I guess, in a short period of time. Overall, offensively, the first half, I think, went about as well as you could have imagined. The second half, I know, and Neil mentioned this here just a moment ago, looking to be able to just score more, quite frankly, and I know that that's something that everybody in that room is working on. What have you identified as some of the reasons why we just can't simply push it across?
Sure. I mean, points per game, explosive plays, all these things are a huge conversation anytime you have an offensive year, right? I mean, that's the – we know that. The staff knows, the players know it. We want to make sure that we're scoring one more than the opponent first, and then any more than that's just icing on the cake for everybody. And I think here, what do you look at, right? We look at everything about our plan as a coaching staff. We look at ourselves first about finding the best ways to put our players in the best position to score points. And that's our job. We know that first, and it falls on us first. And I think after that, then you have to motivate, press the buttons, and continue to push our players and playmakers to continue to make plays in critical moments and in non-critical moments, right, that allow us to score points. Because at the end of the day, right, there are a bunch of points scored on Saturdays and Sundays by guys making plays, making people miss, and putting the ball in the end zone. You know, the idea would be to call less plays and score more. You know, it's not always that easy. They were a great defense last week. It was a formidable opponent, and that always makes it tougher. And so we're just going to continue to evaluate, hey, are we putting our best players in positions to score? And then how do we keep on doing that better?
How did you feel in that environment? Because that is a big-time environment, primetime TV, we all know it. How did you feel the boys did out there in their poise and execution-wise?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, the things that we've really challenged, like week one on, like to be more physical, if you remember that, mm-hmm. right? And all, like we're answering those calls. Our guys are answering that bell. We played hard. We played with purpose while playing hard. We took care of the football, you know, and those things. So those things are good, and I thought our guys really went out in a big-time environment and played, and you didn't feel a sense of saying, ah, is this bigger than them? Is something where we weren't ready? I mean, we went out ready to go and ready to compete, and I was very, very proud of them for that.
Do you believe that your receivers have turned the corner? Two pretty good games that they put on film here against some pretty quality opponents.
Yeah, I do. And again, you have to earn that week by week, as we all know. But I will say that I've felt that way from the start of this thing, only because of the truth lies in the work. Mm-hmm. And the work that's been put in, their successes and future success is going to be no accident, because the fact of the truth lies in the work. They've worked. Now they're starting to feel some confidence through making real plays. Mm-hmm. And now to make some more special plays, they've got to keep on stacking it. But I believe we can get there, and I believe that the guys are in a position where they expect that.
You know, we were talking pregame before the game Saturday, and we were talking about that there's not one receiver that has been that alpha male dominant type one, and I think that's collectively is good, because they all got weapons, and if they're going to try to shut down Bryce Ford Wheaton, then you got Winston right over here, and vice versa. I just think collectively the room has a lot of talent.
Yeah, we do too. You know, I really do. I think I trust our guys. You know, I really do. I trust our guys that we're playing. They trust each other now. Whereas last year I felt like, hey, we used a bunch of different people, if you remember, in the lineup last year, and it was out of probably just a lack of consistency or trust on both ends. Where now is I feel good about playing our five and six guys that are getting a lot of playing time, because we do trust them, and they all can make plays.
Coach Parker with us as we get ready for the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Neil mentioned throws of 10 or more yards against Oklahoma. We were 3 of 8 with one drop. He wants to see 20-plus, a few more of those. Can you get into some of the semantics of getting to that place, especially as it pertains to protection and allowing things to develop? Because there's that fine line of protecting that pocket, allowing that ball to get deep.
Yeah, I think in – just to help you think about it from our point of view, you know, we were careful about being able to take care of our guys and be smart to give our guys the best chance to win that game in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. So we gave up one sack. I don't think we had a negative yardage gain run except for the Sam James speed sweep early in the contest. So there were some things we did that was very purposeful, and those things are good. But it's give and take. In order for us to get the ball down the field and throw it down the field, you need more time, right? The clock's got to tick a little bit more to give us time to get down the field. So you're always balancing how to get that done. Doesn't always mean you have to throw major play-action passes to get it far down the field. Sometimes you need it, but we just got to keep on balancing what plays we want to use and how we want to protect it to push the ball down the field to give our guys a chance to make some big ones.
Overall, how do you assess our offensive strategy in a vacuum 60,000-foot view?
Yeah, I think that – the strategy in the first four games and how we approach it is all right. Game one, certainly not where we want to be, because we didn't take care of the football. I think I like our plan. I like how we were multiple. I think our staff liked where we were at, but we didn't take care of the football, period. Game two, went as it went with who we played and the opponent moving forward, made some plays, got some confidence, fixed some things. Game three, we come out and really get going and take off in the first half, have a good plan. It's very attacking. Get up, and then we kind of sputtered a little bit in the second half for multiple reasons. And we've got to own all those, staff and players, and we do. And then we come out and have a really good plan that I believe in, multiple ways of getting there, multiple personnels, multiple ways of snap count and those things, muddle, no huddle. those things, all done with reasons to limit possessions, have a good plan, find ways to find handoffs and do those things. And I liked our plan. But if we finish a couple things, I think everybody feels differently about us coming out of there with a win compared to the game plan, and we fall short by three. That's just being fair to the staff, players, and to our outstanding Mountaineer faithful.
Yeah.
So, but I know it's a lengthy answer, but the fact is, every week you've got to put your guys in a position to win the football game. And some weeks that means you have to be very aggressive in some ways on pass or run, vice versa. In some ways it involves making sure we do the right things for our guys, limit possessions, and play slow, then fast, fast, then slow. And that was that type of week.
No doubt. Coach, we are looking forward to Texas Tech here on a very special afternoon for Mountaineer Nation. Coach Parker with us here assessing Oklahoma, and we get to turn the page now. And coming up, we hope to connect with Alonzo Adai. So stay with us. Neil Brown Press Conference Show. Coach, thank you much.
Thank you all.
All right, stay with us. This is the Neil Brown Press Conference Show presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. We'll be back.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Have you been injured in a wreck? You shouldn't have to worry about fighting the insurance company, and it shouldn't cost you a dime. Call attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell, 800-687-5990. We help fellow West Virginians. Ask around. We've probably helped a friend, neighbor, or even a family member. We never ask you for money, and we don't get paid unless you do. Injured in a wreck? Call the law firm you know. 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. Around here, you matter.
The Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, continues after this local timeout. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Look out, world, we're getting strong. The future's here and we belong.
She can step, she can do more.
Like build a rocket and watch it soar.
We'll clean the oceans and make the world a better place. Oh,
she can step, so can you.
Find a cure,
invent something new.
There's no challenge in the world that she can't face.
She can step.
Learn more at She Can STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Live from the Pushcar Center in Morgantown, you're listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Alongside Dale Wolfley, here's your host, Dan Zangrilli.
And this segment brought to you by CEC Civil and Environmental Consultants. Good afternoon, everybody. Neil has spoken, and so too has Coach Parker, Mountaineer offensive coordinator and wide receivers coach. Let's chat with Alonzo Adai right now. Alonzo, this defense is playing at an extremely high level. And Neil said some really interesting things about how he's really trying to build the program essentially on the defensive side of the football. And he also said that we're in a different spot than we were a year ago, but says that we can be just as good, if not better, defensively. And this is with the loss of Darius Stills. This is with the loss of a guy like Tony Fields. Obviously, having yourself back is a big shot in the arm. But that's one heck of a statement when you consider the losses. But then you look at the numbers, and it does make a lot of sense. Where's this defense at this year?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with Coach Brown. I mean, I felt like coming into the season, we all had that type of confidence that, you know, there wasn't going to be a drop-off. Our coaches put together great game plans every week, and then it's just up to us as players to go out and execute it. So I feel like we're definitely, you know, right where we were.
You know, it's interesting. So you came from a FCS program.
Yes, sir.
This is your second year here, and now you just stepped out at Oklahoma on the field. What has that transition been like for you personally to go from that FCS level to now you're Power 5, and by the way, you're in the Palace on the Prairie.
It's a huge blessing. You know, I don't take anything for granted. Obviously, you know, coming from a lower level at FCS and then, like you said, now being able to step in front of, you know, the biggest stages, you know, it's definitely a reason why I came to West Virginia. But like I said, it's a blessing, something that I'm forever grateful for and, you know, just happy to have these opportunities.
Who's the leader? Is that you on the defensive side of the ball?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Without hesitation.
Yes, sir.
I like that. Well, and that's really encouraging to hear that there is a clear, defined leader. What do you say to your team, to your defense, after a night like you had Saturday? Just a tough loss. You did almost everything right, and you still don't get the result. This is when leadership, I guess, kind of rises to the top.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we play in a league where every week we're going to be playing against good opponents. So win or loss, you know, we have to move on and get ready for this week to be able to play. Obviously, like you said, you know, it's a tough loss. You know, we executed the game plan to the best of our ability. But at the end of the day, we didn't get the result that we needed. So we have to move on and, you know, just get back to the drawing board and go out and execute against Texas Tech this Saturday.
You're the leader. How do you lead and what makes a good leader?
Personally, I just try and put my best foot forward each day. I like to lead by example and kind of just pour myself into the younger guys in the program. Obviously, this being my sixth year, you know, I'm the oldest guy in the room. So a lot of the things that I see from the younger guys, I saw in myself when I was that young. So I just try and, you know, give them the best advice that I can and then just lead by example, do all the small things right, and then take heed to the coaching.
Yeah, they don't bust your chops for being the old guy in the room, do they?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
You know, answer me this. Do you feel like leaving that field Saturday night, and now that you've had a day and a half to contemplate it, do you feel a little bit more confidence in your defensive group there? Would you say that? Because you know you went there, you fought, you gave your best effort. You didn't do everything right, but you did a great job, and which could have you could have won the game. It could have been 50-50. Do you feel any more confidence going from this point on for the rest of the season?
Personally, you know, I feel like my confidence never wavered in our group. Obviously, you know, like I said, we didn't get the result we wanted, but it was a situation where I still believe in every single person on that defense, no more than I did, you know, walking off the field, to be honest with you.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
Well, Alonzo, we appreciate everything that you are bringing to the table. We appreciate you coming back, by the way. That in and of itself was welcome news. Yes, let's start there. Thanks for that. And, of course, I don't think that this West Virginia defense could have a better leader kind of by example. And, of course, you could tell the confidence that there is a clear, defined direction for the Mountaineers. Stay with us. We'll have our closing thoughts. The Neil Brown Press Conference Show coverage from inside the Pushcar Center. Back after this on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
The Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, continues after this local timeout. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back inside the Pushcar Center as we put a ribbon on what I thought was a very informative and a very transparent Neil Brown press conference as he spoke with reporters. We heard from Jared Parker as well, Alonzo Adai, a leader of this West Virginia defense. All in all, a lot of good information. We're going to put this on our social channel at WVUMSN on Twitter. Anywhere you could follow a podcast at WVU Sports, just subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. So if you did miss part of this, you can listen to it in its entirety on demand. So that's some good news there. Wolfen, I thought we got a good look-see into what West Virginia needs to address. And a lot of the things, quite frankly, that they've done well to put them in position to knock off number three on the road, but falling just short, obviously.
Yeah, they have done some things very well and things that they want to do better. There's absolutely no doubt about it. But I'm walking around with a bounce in my step today.
Yeah.
Watching that film, watching the effort that this team came out with, looking at the game plan, the dressings that they said about offense, the defense, flying around. I'm walking with a bounce in my step. And I don't care what anybody says, because I think this is the beginning of them showing us what's in store for the rest of this year and building this program. I'm bouncing, Danny. I am.
And after you watch the film against Oklahoma, while there are some tough moments, and Neil mentioned essentially that, you know, we were in position to win that game.
Yeah.
We should have won that game, and our program is at a place where it needs to take that next step. Well, that step is just essentially one pinky toe over that line to get us to that place, which is a very encouraging place to be. Well, we turn the page. Texas Tech is coming up on Saturday afternoon, 3:30 kick. It's an ESPN2 broadcast, MSN radio airtime, 3.5 hours beforehand with the Go Mart Mountaineer tailgate show. We're looking forward to that. It'll begin at 12 p.m. We've got a podcast dropping Thursday morning, Neil's Show, live from Kegler's, starting at 6 o'clock, and a whole lot of coverage between now and then at WVUSports.com. Special thanks to our guests, Alonzo Adai, Coach Parker, and of course, Neil Brown. The Neil Brown Press Conference Show brought to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Wolfman, let's go do it. We're going to retire Daryl's number on Saturday. That's going to be a whole lot of fun. He's going to join us on the air, by the way, Saturday. Oliver Luck going to be in town as well. He, too, will stop by the program. So a lot going on here in and around the University City. For Dale Wolfley, our producer David Kahn, I'm Dan Zangrilli saying, hail West Virginia. Let's go Mountaineers. The Neil Brown Press Conference Show from Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration right here on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Good afternoon.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
The Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, continues after this local timeout. This is MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Been listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Today's show has been brought to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia University Mountaineers, Farmer Klein and Campbell, West Virginia's injury lawyers, CEC, civil and environmental consultants, hiring West Virginians to do West Virginia's work, CECINC.com. That's CECINC.com. Be sure to log on to WVUSports.com to listen to this program in its entirety on demand. Also, be sure to download the WVU Game Day app, a must-have for West Virginia University fans. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.